Mahmoud Al-Khatib, who's 16 years old, and on the line from Quakes this afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
I'm interested to hear that young people play bridge, I have to admit. I thought it was largely an older game.
Well, the way I got into bridge is actually my friend, whose brother played bridge when I was in year 7, that's how I got into it. Yeah, I know it's an older game, and many of the people at my club have obviously fathers and grandfathers who played bridge then, but I think there are more young people now starting to play bridge.
And just sell it to us. What is exciting about it? Why do you get a buzz as a 16-year-old with everything else on offer from playing a card game?
Well, I get excited. It's something about bidding correctly, because it's the only game that's really the two parts, is bidding and actually playing. And it's a game of skill and thought. And you have to plan everything, and it's a very calculated game, and that's why I find it exciting. As someone who takes maths at A-level and further maths and does a lot of statistics, I find it something that really appeals to me. And yeah, there are sports that are fun, but it's something that you could learn and advance at a much greater level than some sports where you need natural ability.
Now, that's really interesting. So your academic ability, you mentioned studying maths, comes into play here. You're not talking about a number counting in the way that people get thrown out of Vegas casinos for, are you?
Well, actually, yeah, there is actually quite a bit of number counting. You have to remember all the cards. But it's also a language, really. Bidding is a language. It's communicating with your partner. And that's what I find so interesting as well.
So you play in pairs, do you?
Yeah, you play in pairs.
And is it like any game? I would say you're playing badminton or tennis or something. Do you get very used to working with a particular partner,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah, normally you work with the same partner, and you begin to understand their strengths and their weaknesses. So you can play and you can adapt. And that's another part of bridge that I really enjoy.
And is this done by non-verbal communication, a bit of a wink and nudge, all that sort of thing? Yeah.
All the pros, they don't speak.
So really?
You have a bidding box, and there's special cards that we can play, basically to tell your partner what type of hand I have.
This is clever stuff, isn't it? So you were at the House of Lords earlier this week. This was a Yorkshire Schools party versus the House of Lords. Was it actually a competitive match?
It wasn't that competitive, but the House of Lords can be quite competitive at times. But it was really good fun and a really good experience for all of us, especially.
Had you ever been down to Westminster before?
No.
Just give me an impression of it.
Surreal, basically. I didn't really realise the architecture and everything about it was just surreal. And, well, one thing that got me was the security, not just the security, but the way everything is in place, everything is proper. There's nothing that's not known at Westminster, and I just found that amazing.
I've got to ask you, who won out of the House of Lords and the smart kids from Yorkshire going down on the train to London?
Well, I'm really sad to say that it was the House of Lords, because it may have been my fault. I failed to capitalise on all of their mistakes.
You're a very honest man. You didn't need to say that, did you? But you've told everyone now.
Bridge is an honest game, actually.
Well, you know what? You're a very good ambassador for Bridge. You've made it sound really exciting, and I have to admit, my other half's mum and dad play, and I've always thought, oh, goodness me. But you've actually made me think there's something a bit more to this.
I hope so, yeah. I mean, we need more players to play Bridge, so we can get more competitions going. Because it's really hard at the moment to find competition to play against other schools, especially for our school.
So there we are. At 16, you are happy to say, I am 16 and I play bridge and I enjoy it.
Very happy, yeah.
Brilliant. Really nice to hear you. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
Mahmoud Al-Khatib on the line from Quakes, Queen Elizabeth Grammar School in Wakefield. One of that delegation, there was a school from York, school from Harrogate, that school from Wakefield, all going down and narrowly losing to the team from the House of Lords. Very interesting. Do you play bridge? Is there anything else I'm jumping to conclusions about? I know my other half's dad plays golf as well. I've never quite seen the point of golf now. I'm admitting all sorts of things this afternoon. 4:31, BBC Radio.